Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again. We're thanking and praising God for His goodness, His loving kindness, and His tender mercy. Beloved, we are doing a study now entitled The Person and Work of the Holy Spirit. We're continuing this teaching, and we're excited about this teaching. Praise God. We thank God for what He's doing. Amen. We thank God for all of you who are listening in, who have listened on demand, those that have called in. We thank God for you being a part of this ministry and just sharing in the Word with us. We appreciate the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to get right back into this teaching. Praise God. If anyone is listening and you would like to call in to be a part live on the air, you may do so by calling 718-664-9578. We do encourage you to call in and leave comments or, amen, if you want to have something to share along the lines. And as we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the baptism, particularly we've been talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the importance of being endued with power. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we're going to go back to our theme scripture, which that is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So get your Bibles and join in with us as we begin to go into the Word of the Lord. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again. We thank you for those that are listening. Father God, we ask that you anoint your Word now. Father God, that you take us further in your Word. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Jesus, for just being Lord. We thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit to walk with us, to guide us, to teach us, to lead us, to direct us. Now, Father, we ask that you take total control, that you have your way in this session. We thank you for this Bible study. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your grace. Father, minister to everyone that's listening. Father God, I want you to minister to every heart right now. Father, touch those, if there are those listening that are sick in body. I ask that you heal, that you set free, Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for healing. We thank you because Jesus bore the stripes on his back for our healing. So we proclaim healing. We proclaim liberty now. Father, have your way in this time. We thank you, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's begin by reading once again our theme scripture, which is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It simply says, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Praise the Lord. Now, this was Jesus talking. We have talked about this scripture over and over again. Amen. But just to review, this was Jesus talking, and he told the apostles to go and to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And he let them know that they would receive power, amen, after the Holy Ghost came upon them. And they were to be witnesses unto him right there at home. You see, our first ministry, beloved, starts at home. The Word of God says charity begins at home, amen, and we must show love right amongst those that know us, amen, those that we work with, those that we are family, those that are used to us. Those are the ones that we must be able to witness to, amen, because they see our lives, glory to God, and those are the ones that on a day-to-day basis that we interact with, praise God. So it starts right at home first, and they had to start right at square one. Amen. So we know that they went over into Jerusalem. They went to the upper room and they waited. Amen. They waited. They did exactly what the Lord instructed them to do. And one of the things that I am mindful of in this hour is that we must be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, must be sensitive to God. Amen. Must stay in a vein where we can hear the voice of the Lord and then be obedient to what he is telling us to do. This is a very strategic hour, praise the Lord. And God is, there is a season of change that has entered the atmosphere in the spirit realm. We're in the midst of transformation. We're in the midst of transition. We're in the midst of change, praise God. And so with that, we must know exactly how God is moving. And then we must be able, beloved, to go the way the Lord is saying, praise God, because the church is going through some changes. Amen. There are a lot of things going on in the world, but the church, amen, I want you to hear me, the church, amen, is going through change. It's no more business as usual. Praise God. The Lord is doing such a deep work, an inward work. Amen. And it's important, amen, that when we get saved, when a new believer gets born again, that they get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That we teach this. We must teach the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not enough just to get saved and have good gifts and have talents, and we put you to work and you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You don't have the keeping power. Amen. We must be sanctified, set apart for a sacred use. Amen. We must get a good foundation of what Christianity is all about and serving God is all about. Praise the Lord. And so this is why this teaching is so important, that God wants us to get back to the basics. It's not about, amen, I'm going to say this because I believe that we need to hear it, amen, because so much of the church has gotten so off base. Praise God, we put too much stock in other things. Amen. We build up areas that, amen, really we shouldn't build up per se, because if we're not careful, we'll get so imbalanced. Amen. But people need to learn, amen, how to pray. Amen. We need to learn how to get to the altars, amen, again, amen, and pray and cry out to God right there on those altars until God comes in and does the work that needs to be done. Amen. We've gotten used to, amen, hands laid on us. We've gotten used to the pastor, the minister, or the ministry evangelist to lay hands, amen, and do all the work. But we need to know how to get to that altar for ourselves, beloved, and cry out to God. Amen. So when a person is born again, and then they begin to seek the power of God, seek for more of God, and seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will be filled, you will be baptized, you will be immersed in the Spirit of God. And change begins to come when we have that resurrection life. When Jesus comes in, he makes a change. Amen. We're no longer the same, praise the Lord, once the Holy Ghost really begins to deal with us. Praise God, begin to convict us. Amen. Began to let us know that you used to walk this way, you used to say these words, you used to act this way. But when Jesus comes in, we begin to notice that our desires change. Praise the Lord. Change is so good, beloved. We need change. Amen. Praise God. So we must get back to the basics, amen, of instructing the people, amen, instructing our people the importance of staying filled with the Holy Ghost, getting refilled, amen, because we need the Lord to be in control of our lives, amen. So many times we let other things, amen, come in that weaken us spiritually, amen, when we're not in the Word properly, when we're not fasting, we're not spending that time with God just for our own personal growth, we will become weakened. Sunday to Sunday is not just enough, beloved. We must be endued with power. It's imperative that the church wake up now. It's imperative that the church of God, amen, the church that Jesus died for, and that's you, that's me, everyone listening right now, if you're born again, that's who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got to get back to the basic things of seeking God, praise the Lord, and allowing the Holy Spirit to really take his rightful place, amen, praise God, because when we do this, amen, we will be able to, amen, do the works of Christ, amen. For example, casting out demons is part of the ministry, it's part of what we're called to do, it's what Jesus did after he came out of the wilderness. He was full of the Holy Ghost. after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and spent time with God. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He had the Holy Ghost without measure, and he was the example, beloved, that we must follow. Praise God. So we should be able to cast out demons. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a part of the ministry. Praise God. When we see people demonically oppressed, depressed, praise the Lord, according to the word of God. Amen. We can command those demons to leave. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we also know that we have to be directed and guided by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will lead us again. Ministers, it's important to stay full of the Holy Ghost. It's important to stay linked where you can constantly hear what God is saying. Praise God. We need our discerner sharpened. We need to be sharpened in the spirit. Praise God. This is why we need the baptism. It's not just speaking in tongues. Although, let me clarify, amen, when he comes in, amen, the tongues, our prayer language, is the evidence that he's come in fullness. Amen. So it is imperative, if you do not have your prayer language, you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. There are some people say, oh, I have the Holy Ghost, but I don't speak in tongues. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because that's the evidence that he has come. Praise God. That's the initial evidence. But then that prayer language should grow. You should develop. Amen. Praise the Lord. It should not be, amen, if you've been baptized over a year, 2 years, and you're still, your prayer language is not developed. Amen. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more developed your language will become in the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So it's important, beloved, once you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, that you go to Jude and you read the scripture about praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every time you pray in the Spirit, you're building your spirit up. You're being built up. Hallelujah. You're being edified. Your spirit is being edified. Amen. Because it's a direct link to God. And, beloved, we need him. We need him. We need the Holy Ghost to direct us. I can't say this enough. Praise God. We need this in this hour. Praise the Lord. With all of the demonic forces and things going on right now, we need to stay alert. The Bible says we should watch as well as pray. Amen. It's one thing to pray, but we need to watch. We need to remain on our guard. We need to remain on alert, if you will. Praise the Lord. We need to watch. Our spirit must be in tune, even in the night. When I lay down at night, I'm praying. I'm asking the Lord, hallelujah, whatever different things that come on my spirit, on my heart. Praise the Lord. In my sleep, praise God. Amen. We need to be praying. Amen. That's what the Bible means by pray without ceasing. Pray at every occasion. Praise the Lord. Stay built up in the Holy Ghost. So we have the authority to cast out demons. Amen. And then, amen, we have the authority, according to Jesus and what he has said, to pray for healing for people, that they be healed. And there are numerous scriptures about healing in the Bible. Praise the Lord. And Jesus says, Jesus cleansed the lepers. Praise God. Now, most of us don't see literal lepers or natural lepers. You know, I did have opportunity to see some lepers when I went to Africa. And for the most part, they live amongst themselves there because of the contamination and everything. Praise God. But do you not know, beloved, that Jesus gave us authority to lay hands on the sick and they will recover? Amen. Even to raise the dead. Now, all of this, if you're led by the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost. You can't do any of this in yourself. And we know Jesus is the one that's doing the work. But when we have the Holy Ghost, amen, he's going to let us know if you're preaching, evangelist, if you're listening to me and you're ministering, praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you who to pray for sometimes, amen, or give you the needs that's in the house to call the people forth. Amen. If it's a salvation message, praise God, the spirit of conviction will come. Amen. And you give that, amen, invitation for that one to come to Christ, and then they come, conviction falls, they receive the Lord, and then we pray them right on through to the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the work of the Lord. This is what God wants. When you look in the book of Acts, they didn't tarry with the people. They made sure that they had the Holy Ghost. Once he came, amen, and then once he was exposed to the Gentiles and God, amen, opened the door. He did that divinely because Cornelius was praying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so God sent Peter. Amen. And once Peter realized, wait a minute, even on the Gentiles, the Holy Ghost falls. Amen. He knew that there was no limit, amen, as to who the Holy Ghost would manifest himself in or come in or dwell when Jesus is there. Once Jesus comes into our life, we are a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, the Word of God also says that we can bind and loose anything. We can bind. We have the authority to bind and loose. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. All of these things come as a result of prayer, as a result of the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then to destroy the works of Satan. Now listen, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. He came. That's why he came. Praise the Lord. Now, I do want to read the scripture. I haven't given any scriptures, praise God, but I do want to read. I want to go over to 1 John chapter 3. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And in this segment, we're talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The importance of and evidence of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. 1 John chapter 3. Amen. Verse 8. Okay. It says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So Jesus came again to destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Do you realize, beloved, that if you're a born again believer, baptized in the Holy Ghost, serving God, you are a threat to the enemy's kingdom. Praise God. We are a threat to his kingdom. Amen. The apostles were threats to the devil's kingdom because everywhere they went, they preached Jesus. And this is what Jesus told us. He said, we will be witnesses of him in Jerusalem, Judea. He told the boys, we too are witnesses of Jesus. Amen. We're witnesses of his love. Come on now. We're witnesses of his saving power. Amen, because once he's done that for us, we can tell somebody else, Jesus saved because he saved me. Amen, those that have been healed, we can say, Jesus healed because he healed me. We know it's in the word, hallelujah, because Jesus came, praise God, to set the captive free. But once you've had an experience with God, amen, your life is never the same. Our lives are never the same, amen. Once we truly, truly, truly experience the Lord, beloved, nothing else will ever satisfy. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, he brings, makes such an impact, hallelujah, on our lives, in our lives, through our lives, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, that people look at you and say, is that the same person? Is that the same Joe Blow, if you will, that was on the street corner? Is that the same Mary Sue, glory to God, that was down on the wrong side of the tracks? Hallelujah. Is that the same person? Because when Jesus, amen, comes in, he changes, he cleanses, he delivers, he sets free. Glory to God. And then the Holy Ghost comes right behind, amen, and does with power. Glory to God. And then you're set forth to go forth and do the works of Christ. Praise God. No matter if you're a preacher, if you're not, glory to God, believer, know this, beloved, know this, that if you are a part of the body of Christ, amen, you have a right to proclaim Jesus. Amen, you have a right to tell somebody else about the goodness of the Lord. And the Holy Ghost will encourage us to do that. He'll prompt us, praise God. He'll prompt us to pray, praise the Lord, hallelujah. All of these things he will do, praise God. And then we will do great works as Christ did, even greater than what Jesus did, because Jesus said, you shall do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. Praise God. So we're in the season now of greater works. We're in the season now to see greater miracles, greater signs, and greater wonders. Praise God, because God promised to come back through, amen, with signs following. Amen. Praise God. Right now, someone listening, you need a miracle from the Lord. You need God to move on your behalf. Someone is really facing a financial crisis right now, and it's imperative within the next 48, 72 hours that you get a miracle. Beloved, I stand in faith with you, and I touch and agree that God worked that miracle, that he give you the finance that you need. You need a miracle. You need God to open a door. You need him to do it immediately. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this one right now. And I pray, Holy Ghost, that you would do the work. Prove to your manservant. Prove to him right now that you're God. Oh, my God, prove it, Father. Oh, God, set your seal of approval on what you're calling this man of God to do. Father, you see and you know all things. Father God, open up every door. I come against the enemy right now that would come to kill, steal, and destroy. I come against every distraction. I come against disharmony and disunity. I come against strife and envy. I come against jealousy and hatred. I come against rebellion and disobedience. I come against all these things that have been coming against you, man of God, right now. And I proclaim liberty. I proclaim wholeness in the name of Jesus. Father God, you touch right now. Touch your manservant. You know right where he is. You know, Father, what's going on. And we thank you. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you begin to do a new work. Do a new work. Do an inward work, Father. Oh, my God, and we thank you, and we give you praise now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, we also have sound health as a result of the fullness of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sound health. Glory to God was promised in the Old Testament. And it was promised to the saints who had the Spirit by measure. So, you know, we can have the Holy Ghost without measure now. Amen. So we have a right, beloved, to walk in divine health and divine healing. You can read Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 20, chapter 26, Exodus 15 and 26. Just a few scriptures on sound health. Glory to God. It is not the will of God that we be sick, beloved. I know that these bodies give down, and I know that they do get sick. But that is not the perfect will of God. Amen. You realize that those of you that have been called to minister, you cannot serve God in the full capacity if you're sick in body, if you're limited by walking different things. Glory to God. But Jesus came that we may be whole, spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then we can have the rivers of living water flowing out of us from our innermost being. Glory to God. St. John chapter 7. I want to read that. Glory to God. I want to just go and read a few of those scriptures over there in St. John chapter 7. It talks about, amen, rivers of living water. St. John 27, beginning at verse 27. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says, howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth him whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. Jesus was a sent one, beloved. Praise God. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. It's so important. We talked about this some time ago, that we know who we are in God. When you know who you are, you have a lane to run. You have a walk to walk. And we each have to walk our own walk, but we need to know who we are in Christ. Praise God. Now, I'm going to drop down to verse 37, where it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, Jesus spoke this before the Holy Ghost actually came, because as of that time, the Holy Ghost hadn't been given because Jesus had not been glorified. So there was a divine order. The Holy Ghost could not come before the Lord sent him. But now he's here. Oh, my God, he is here in full force. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, that's a blessing just to know. He is here. God is with us. God is with you. Glory to God. Jesus is with you. He's walking with you. He's talking to you. He's fellowshipping. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then out of your belly, the scriptures say, rivers of living water. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, things happen in our spirit man, our spirit woman. Come on. Glory to God. the more you pray, the stronger you become again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, beloved, it's so important for us to allow the power of God in our lives. It's important in this hour that we just go back to old-fashioned church. Come on. Amen. How many of you know or remember the old-fashioned altars? When we would go to them altars and pray for hours, we would pray until you. Praise God. We prayed until we got a breakthrough. That once we got up off our knees, we knew, hallelujah, that God had moved. Praise God. And we need to go back to that. We need to drop the false faces. Drop the religion. Come on now. Drop the tradition. Praise God. Amen. We hold the reins so tight, the Holy Ghost can't move when he wants to. Soon as he start moving, we're shutting them down. We're shutting them down. But we need to let God come in our, excuse me, come in our churches, our fellowships, and have his way. I'm so sorry. Something's getting all in my throat. Praise the Lord. It's time for us, beloved, to let God be God. Amen. Let him come in full measure. Let God have his way. Excuse me. I am so sorry. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We long to see in greater measure the Holy Ghost come in and take over. Praise God. And really, really, really be Lord. We need our young people to have experiences with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They need to know that God is real for themselves, not because we're their parents and we have tasted of God. And they have not in a lot of ways. Amen, but they can have an experience with the Lord. Praise God. We need our atmospheres changed, praise God, because of all the sin and all the residue and all the yuck and all the muck. Amen, it hinders and it is hampered. It is staved off. It has, amen, just kept the Holy Ghost from moving, amen, like he desires. Because one thing about it, beloved, you must know this, that God won't dwell in an unclean temple. Our temples have to be clean. And that's one of the functions of the Holy Ghost, is to convict us of sin. Praise God. And when we begin to hear talk of come out of sin, change, a lot of times we don't want to hear it. But, beloved, if we're going to go with God, we must hear the truth. Praise God. We must allow God to be God in this hour. Praise the Lord. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor. Praise the Lord. And it's a joy, again, to have shared the word of God with you. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you. Father God, I thank you now for your word, and I ask, God, that you just take this word down in our heart. Father, don't let it slip from us. Father, continue to minister to everyone that's listening. Father God, stir us up. Stir up every gift, Father. Stir us up in the Holy Ghost. Father God, keep us stirred. Keep us praying, Father. Keep us seeking you. Father, that one that's seeking the Holy Ghost right now, I pray that the power of God will fall right where you are right now. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak it so now. Abba Shande, Ikerebe Shata. Move now, God. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, thank you, Jesus. My time is gone now. Amen. We'll be back on our next broadcast on tomorrow. We pray, amen, that you will listen as you continue to tune in and be blessed by the word of the Lord. Praise God. Stay encouraged, beloved. God is with you. God is strengthening you. He's your keeper. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do not lose your focus. Keep your focus on the Lord, because God is with you. Amen. He will shield you. He will protect you. He will lead you, and he will guide you. And most of all, he will keep you. Amen. Stay with God. Amen. Continue to walk with the Lord, and he will, amen, prove himself faithful. Until we meet again on our next broadcast, it is my prayer, amen, that you would be encouraged, uplifted, edified, amen, in the word of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, God bless you is my prayer.